Turning corners, Parker had a chance to glance back without being obvious about it. The guy was keeping not quite a block away, walking with his hands in his pockets, trying to look like somebody strolling along with no place in particular to go. Ahead, a car was coming this way, slowly, the first one in 5 minutes. It slowed when it reached Parker, and Parker frowned at it, trying to figure. None of this made any sense. He took a quick look back. The guy was still maintaining his block distance, so he and the car had no connection. Then Parker saw the occupants of the car and relaxed. A guy in his 20s driving, girl of the same age beside him, two little girls standing up in the back seat looking out the rear window. The car stopped, and the driver stuck his head out of the window to say, "Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to the Holland Tunnel?" Parker shook his head. "Sorry, I'm a stranger here myself." "Well, can you tell me how to get the hell out of here?" He waved his arms to include the whole neighborhood and looked a little desperate. Parker thought of the city map in his pocket, but he'd need that later, and he didn't want to waste a lot of time with these people. He pointed the way he'd come, saying, "I think if you go that way, you'll come to some place where there's people." "Thanks. Thanks a lot." "Sure." The car pulled away and Parker started walking again, first checking the guy, who had slowed down but was still less than a half block back by now. Parker walked at the same speed as before, and the guy gradually fell back to his normal distance. There wouldn't be a better neighborhood. One car in 5 minutes, and that guy here only because he was lost. A diner that's closed by 10 o'clock at night, no residences of any kind, no 24-hour plants. In the next block, there were two long warehouses with a loading space between them in near darkness. Parker passed it without looking in, went down to the corner, turned right, waited a second, and came right back around again. This time the guy covered it better. He slowed a bit, but that was all. Parker walked faster than before, timing it. It would work out fine. They'd pass each other right opposite the loading area. As they passed, Parker on the outside, Parker turned on his left foot and drove a right hand across the side of the guy's jaw. It turned him, threw him off balance, and sent him flailing forward into the loading area to wind up in the shadows there on his hands and knees. Parker went in after him to ask him questions and be sure he was getting the right answers. It shouldn't take more than a couple of minutes. But it wouldn't work that way. There was a clicking sound, and the guy came up with a knife. He didn't waste any time, just lunged. Parker had no weapons on him but his hands. They were big hands to go with the rest of him. He moved to the left to limit the guy's knife arc, pretended a left-hand grab for the knife, and stepped in fast, bringing the edge of his hand in under the guy's jaw. There wouldn't be any more air going through that throat. The knife fell, and then the guy fell. Parker had moved as a result of training. Counterattack should be at least as strong as attack. If someone wants to hit you, you hit him. If someone wants to rough you up, you rough him up. If someone wants to kill you, you kill him. But now, belatedly, he wished he'd pulled that swipe a little. He couldn't get any answers now. The clown shouldn't have reached for a knife. Parker went through his pockets. Cigarettes, matches, comb, small package of Kleenex, inhaler, unopened box of contraceptives, keychain with three keys on it, including one to a General Motors car, nail clipper, wallet. The wallet contained $7 in bills, two photos of girls, an unemployment insurance check, and a driver's license. The check and license were both made out to Edward Owen, and the driver's license gave Owen an address in Jersey City. He hadn't been law, but Parker already knew that. What he'd been, he still didn't know. He put the wallet in his own pocket. Maybe Paulus would know. Then he left and walked down to the next intersection and looked at the street signs. There was a street light there. Under it, Parker opened his city map and found out where he was and how to get where he was going. It was six blocks before he saw anybody at all.